Joining me on the phone right now is Russell Musio. Now, Russell is the publisher of one of my favorite books ever. It's the Backroads Map Book. Russell, thanks for coming on the line with us tonight.
Well, Steve, thanks for having me.
Now, I should fill in all of our listeners who don't know about the Backroads Map Book because they unfortunately are not fly fishermen like I am. But for years, the Backroads Map Books have been the Bible for all outdoorsmen in the province of BC, and I think in other areas as well. But basically, they were these wonderful map books that you could browse your way through looking for all the hidden little lakes, and that you had a lot of the logging roads and a lot of the access points and actually descriptions of some of the lakes and how they fished and all those sorts of things. We're all built in. But you stepped into the new media world, and now all of this is available on my GPS, and I think it's the best thing ever.
Well, we definitely appreciate that, Steve. Could say better than you just did there.
I use it all the time. And everybody I show it to that gets in my truck when we go on a fishing trip, we decide to go to a lake, I plug in the boat launch, they just go, where do I get this? I got to get this. This is the best. So let's just kind of walk through it, because all the platitudes aside, it's a really useful technology. But basically, you've got additional maps that go well beyond the maps that are built into our GPS to begin with.
That's correct. Yeah, we basically, that's what we do with the Backroads Map Books, is just keep adding value-added information, and, you know, in particular is obviously the outdoor stuff, the stuff beyond the city streets that make it useful for people like yourselves and campers and hikers that just want to get a little bit out there and enjoy the back roads with a little bit of safety. That's the big thing with the books and the GPS there.
And the convenience and safety factor is I think, a big one. I think of all the times when I was a teenager or a young person heading out to meet my friends at a campground, and I'd often leave after work, and then you're trying to find your way, and you're not even on logging roads, but just on back roads, and you're trying to find your way at night, and it's dark, and you're trying to find your way to a campground. You can easily get lost, but that's not an issue anymore.
No, certainly, yeah, you can do it a couple ways. You can, you know, we have the built-in points of interest or whatever, which sometimes will help find those kind of remote wreck sites and things like that. But if you go in one step further, you can definitely mark a waypoint on your computer, load that up to your GPS, and you actually have a route that will track you right into there. And, you know, especially when you're going somewhere new like that, it's certainly an awesome little tool there to give you a bit of confidence to get there. And, you know, that's the whole reason why we built these things in the first place, is we like to get out there, and, well, we often found ourselves in situations we weren't very comfortable with.
Yeah, you don't like being lost. So let's talk about the features of the product itself. So you've got a whole bunch of BC, we're going to talk about the BC version to begin with. You've got a whole bunch of rec sites. You've got well over 1,000 recreational sites that you can, that you basically get directions right to the doorstep of.
Correct. Yeah, we basically, that's one of the good starts there, is the BC rec sites. All those various points, we've got the sites all geo-referenced, is what they call them. So you have the exact location, and, you know, you can search through that through what they call Backroad Extras or custom points of interest, and you can log into there. And then we have, I know, like 2,500 lakes in there, over a couple thousand trails, and the list goes on and on.
Yeah, you've got ATV. It's for snowmobiling, campsites in the background. You've even got golf courses for the people that want to play golf.
Yeah, we've taken it one step further, and that's definitely coming out with the new version. We're actually expanding on that other stuff. You know, there's a great world out there called open source, and it's creating, all these people out there are creating exactly that, is open information of all kinds of things, from little parks to golf courses to little known ski areas and things like that. So it certainly helps the end user, because we're able to put that in there and, you know, give people these reference points that are, you know, bang on. You know.
Let's talk about the practical nature of it, because so many of us now have GPSs in our car. We have the auto version, but there's also the handheld versions. Mm-hmm. It works fine in both those worlds?
Correct, yes. Anything that anything relatively new that now accepts maps or SD cards will accept what we've got. And this is, you know, exclusive to the Garmin market, though, because, you know, they dominate the GPS world and our world.
Oh, okay. So this is exclusive if you have a Garmin product.
Yeah, and just most of the people probably wouldn't know this, but probably 90-95% of the vehicle GPS units are Garmin as well. So it's good in that market is too. So.
And so when I installed it in my GPS, and I had a little conversation with you before I bought my GPS, and I just went for a bargain GPS that I bought at London Drugs, but it was a Garmin model, and I went for a widescreen format, but it had a SD card slot in it. So installing the software was dead simple. I just basically plugged the SD card in a couple of clicks, and it was loaded, and it's now in my GPS, so I can use it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's definitely the reason why we went that way is because before, you know, with there used to be secondary software, and you have to link it to the computer and download it, and it wasn't easy. And this way, with the SD card, it's plug and play, and you know, for most users, that's all they want. But you know, we also do have the free download version, so you can play with it on your computer through software like MapSource or Basecamp.
So, oh, okay. So people can download and they can have a look at what's available to them on their computer.
Yes, and that's a huge value-added thing, especially for route planning or just plain figuring out what's around you, and it's
and that's without purchasing the software. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you about your licensing. If I've got a handheld GPS as well as my car GPS, do I have to buy two versions?
Unfortunately, yes. That's basically a Garmin restriction, just because they make us lock the maps, and there's kind of no workaround on that sort of thing. So,
okay.
But actually, to back up there, if you want to use it both times, but if you're okay transporting that chip back and forth, you can use it in both.
So okay, so you can take your SD card out, you can plug it into your handheld GPS if you're going for a hike, and then put it back into your car when you get back.
Yeah, correct.
Oh, well, that's useful. That's not as bad as having to buy two. I'm sure you'd prefer we bought two, but most of us prefer not to buy two, I'm afraid.
Well, you know, myself, I have 3-4 GPSs, so that would add up for sure. And I understand a lot of the people are doing exactly what you said between the, you know, the vehicle one and the handheld, because they're two completely different, units. And
now you've got a new version coming out May 2nd?
Correct.
And that's now. What areas do you have them for? I know the BC one, but I know that you've got them in other areas as well.
Yeah, we've done BC and Alberta, and we also have a BC Alberta combo, and then Ontario as well. And then we're hoping to get into the Manitoba and Maritimes this year as well to expand, kind of like we've done with the MapBooks, right across the country.
So the website to get more information is gpsmaps.ca.
Correct.
And you can see and you can order all of it there. I'm sure that you're also available in a lot of outdoor stores, correctly?
Yeah, basically all the big outdoor retailers, fishing outlets like Barry's, Barry's Flying Tackle out there in Richmond is a good one, and all that sort of stuff. So
it's available all over the place. Use it and check out the open source community if you're the sort that wants to add to the general knowledge base. If you know a hidden place that you're willing to share, there's an opportunity to do it as well.
Excellent. Yeah, for sure.
Russell Musio is with Backroads Mapbook. You can find them at gpsmaps.ca. I'll have the links on our website as well. Thanks, Russell.